Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Oshikaya Speaks. I'm still your host, Wanu Oshikaya, and it's been weeks of not filming and not being here. But I'm excited to be here today, not because the studio is full of many men, but because I'm joined by the one and only Taves. Thank you for joining me.
Of course.
First of all, Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year to the listeners of the pod. Happy New Year to literally everybody. And Happy New Year to you guys in the studio as well. Damn, it's been 3 years of Oshikaya Speaks. Crazy. Literally celebrated 3 years like a few days ago on Sunday. And starting the new year with Taves, so I'm pretty excited. It's nice to have like a very fine and familiar face around. So I love it. How are you feeling, Taves?
I'm all right.
How are you doing today?
It's been a long day already.
It's literally like 1:50 p.m.
It's crazy. But I was up like mad early this morning.
Why?
Just because I just moved, so I don't really sleep like house. I'm just not comfortable yet.
Yes.
You feel me? So
where were you before? And where did you move to?
I lived in Abuja for a while.
Okay.
But I just moved to my own apartment. Yeah, so it's like
good.
Very
fine now. Must be nice. Like, that was one of the things I wanted to get into later, but I guess now, like, now that we're here, we're just gonna talk about it. Like, just the fact that like you're so young and you're making money, which is nice, we thank God. So like, what is it like basically handling your finances, because now you actually have to be responsible?
Yeah, it's like it's crazy.
Of course,
just because like almost like 2 weeks ago, I never thought about buying, let's even start with the microwave. Like, do you understand? Like,
fair enough.
Cause like when you're a child, like, or like a teenager, you just walk into the mall, and what are you going to go and do? Probably like watch a movie with your friends or some shit. You walk past all these appliance shops, you won't be thinking that it's gonna be me one day. So like buying a microwave or like TVs or a couch is just mad.
It's just
so
crazy, right?
But I'm still grateful for like just the opportunity to be able to do this as young as I am.
Yeah,
you feel me? But
excited. You really have like a long journey, bro. You're young. It's crazy. I miss when I was this young. I'm talking as if I'm old, but yeah. I miss when I was that young, and just knowing that like now your life has actually genuinely started.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy. So like falling in the likes of like Billie Eilish, Justin Bieber, the young ones must be crazy, because now you're about to do it like, well, Afropop is getting to the point where it's on the global scale.
Yeah.
And obviously there's you now.
By
so
God's grace. I'm one of them.
So you're climbing that global scale ladder. I love it. I'm excited. I can't wait to see you, you know, flourish and early to the world.
Amen.
How are you feeling? So what are you watching? What are you listening to?
I've been listening to The Weeknd a lot recently. Yeah. Specifically Out of Time.
Okay.
And then Asha just dropped this new song.
Yeah.
I said I was up early because I wasn't comfortable, but really, I set an alarm so I can wake up when song drops.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Damn, you're really a fan.
I'm like, I might be the biggest fan.
I saw that, like, I was going through like an interview that you did, and I saw that like Asha is.
Yes, it's crazy.
Inspiration. But what was it like listening to Asha like back in the days, and now knowing that there's a possibility that you probably will catch her one day?
Like, it was. It's like, if I ever eventually get to work with Asha.
If you. I mean, you.
When. By God's grace. When. It's going to be like a really, really deep full circle moment for me. Just because like, I've been listening to her music since I was like 8 or 9. You feel me? So it's crazy. And it's been like consistently good. There's no bad Asha
There's
song.
There's no bad for you.
So like, if I get the chance to actually create with her, I don't know. I feel like once that song drops, I might just stop.
Damn. Sorry, Rihanna. I love it. You just quit. That's when you probably start. Say, just start, because then you'll probably be at the point where you're like, okay, I want to make music with The Weeknd.
Yeah.
And then, like, a lot of the greats.
Actually.
You know, so Asha is just one of the greats that you're going to make music with. I love it. So I saw that you were in Ghana recently.
Yeah, I was.
How was that?
It was cool.
Were you in Accra?
Yeah, I was.
How is Ghana?
Ghana was.
Was it first time being in Ghana?
Yeah, my first time being in Ghana.
So, yeah, I want to hear about the
experience. It was interesting because I was there for a camp.
Yeah.
So, more time I was in the studio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even after I left the camp, I would go back to the hotel and still record again. You feel me? But it was just nice to be out of Nigeria. I don't really like chilling here for too long, if I'm being honest. It's just like, if I travel, I feel like it gives me a chance to like
explore,
get like, you feel me, and get like new experiences,
yeah,
and then just put it back into the music.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So,
but what was your favorite thing about like being in Accra?
Probably the fact that the clubs close at like 8 a.m.
Fair.
Yeah. It's fair crazy enough. Walking out and the sun is out. You get so
those guys party from like 3 a.m. yeah, till like 8.
It's mad.
Bro, I want to sleep. What do
it's,
you mean?
It's very, very crazy. I don't even know. And like, you see guys coming in as you're going out by 6 or 7.
Crazy.
It's just mad. But I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, I like. I think Ghana, Accra is probably my favorite place to be.
Yeah.
When I'm overwhelmed, when literally every single time, actually, because it's so peaceful. I was literally talking to my mom recently, and I was telling her that like, I'm moving. I'm definitely going to move soon. And she's like, oh, where are you going? You're going to Ghana. I'm like, you got it.
You also moved to Ghana.
You got it.
It's crazy.
It's so peaceful. It's so, like you said, it's so different from Nigeria. And we're so alike, but it's still so different. It's crazy. But I love it. But like, I was going to ask about, you said that you were in a camp. What camp was that?
It was the Warner Music Writing Camp.
Nice. How was that?
Yeah, it was really cool.
Do you enjoy making music in camps?
That was my first camp.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. So, like, I wasn't used to it, but it was a crazy experience just because, like, there were a lot of talented people there.
Yeah.
And, like, the fact that I got to work with, because normally I'm just recording in my house or in my room or some shit. But, like, the fact that I was in the actual studio with other people and everybody was just throwing ideas, it was really, really crazy to experience. Cool. You feel me?
Would you want to, like, have your own camps?
That was different just because, like, I like writing songs with people when we're both gonna be on the song, you feel me?
Yeah.
But like, I am not very, very used to like working with writers.
Mm.
You feel me? So it's like, I can't have too many people in my ear. You're I'll lose sweet. My mind. Or like, just stop being sweet just cause. Yeah. But it's very important also to get like opinions
ideas,
from
opinions.
Other people as well. So.
Okay, cool. So actually, I feel like when I was reading, like I was trying to obviously do research about you and all of that, at some point I just stopped. I was like, I actually want to know what your journey was like and I want to hear it from you. So what's basically been the process leading up to today, leading up to this moment? What's it been like? When did you actually get interested in the music first? And when did you actually know that you wanted to start making music?
I got interested when I was like 8 or 9. Like, probably way before that, just because, like, I used to go on, like, these really, really long road trips with my dad. Like, the entire family just parked inside the car and we're driving to, like, Port Harcourt or something.
Fair.
You feel me? And, like, on the ride, he would play just different songs. And it was, like, the Usher songs that really stood out to me. Just because, like, even at the time, I was, what, like, 6, 7, 8. But, like, just the guitar was just insane. And the fact that, like, it was just her. Her guitar, she was just doing her thing and it was crazy, you feel me? So like, I think that's what really like got me interested in the whole thing. And then I just kept on listening to her music. And like, when I was like 9, 10, I started teaching myself how to play the guitar.
Interesting. So you know how to play the guitar?
Yeah. Well, I try shots. But yeah. And then it just kind of went on from there. I was too shy when I was in secondary school to like join the choir or anything.
So you didn't used to sing?
I'm not one of those choir boys. I wasn't part.
So you're just really doing your own thing on your back.
You feel
That's
me?
Nice. But like, okay, I know that there was a time, I think I saw the cover as well, when you put out the cover and then, what was that? What was that moment like?
It was insane. Let me know that. Just because like, I had done covers before that. And like, okay, best thing that happens is like the artist sees it and they comment that like, great, nice one. You feel me? But like the fact that he just like took it the extra mile,
yeah,
he didn't know how to do that. Don't worry, I would have been fine if he just saw it and said boy, you feel me? But like, he took it the extra mile and then I'm here now. Obviously there was a lot in between that,
obviously.
But like, I'm here now just because
he
followed through, because there's a lot of people in the industry, I'll
just
talk
on the internet, like, industry niggas,
just lying online, and all these things.
Industry niggas are so fond of just, well, you know what? I'm not even going to enter the amount.
It's just like, it's really not worth it. It's just, but yeah, he just, he was different.
Yeah.
You feel me? And it really blew my mind. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Like, even the fact that he replied was crazy because, like, I had just gotten into his music, like, the December before that.
I was gonna ask if you were a fan.
Yeah, I had this friend when I was in the year that I was in uni.
Okay.
And like we were in the same course and we're in the same hostel. So every time when we're going to class together, we'll be sharing this fake Apple earpiece that we bought from Student Center. And then we'll be listening to that Italy song that he dropped like the December before. Oh, yeah. And then for days. And don't worry, every single day, because it never got old. You feel me? Like, it was just mad. So it's like, I was like a really, really huge fan just because, like, he was saying something.
Mm.
You feel me? And before that, I wasn't really into Afrobeats as much as I am now. Mm. Just because, like, I felt like, who are these guys? Obviously, I don't feel that way now.
Obviously.
But, like, before, I was kind of, I didn't really know a lot about what was going on, you feel me? So when I heard his music, especially that verse that he did on Italy, Jesus Christ.
I swear that song converted a lot of people to fans.
It was a moment, I'm not gonna lie. Just cause like he was talking. It's like somebody's telling you something.
Are you listening? Open your ears.
Yeah, it's just smart. So.
Yeah. If what did you think your blow up was gonna be like? Or what did you really expect your blow up to be like? Obviously, from what you're saying, you obviously didn't expect it to go that route where it will be somebody hearing a cover or something. Mm-hmm. What did you always think was going to happen? You had no ideas.
I was kind of like, when I was younger, I was very naive. I'm like, I thought it's like, bullshit. I wanted to do like rock music and just anything I could get my hands on, really. Yeah. So like in my head, I was like, one day I'll just do something that nobody expects, and then everybody will not be like, fuck, who is this guy? And everyone. But no, it really isn't like that.
Yeah,
so.
It's definitely not like that. Yeah. See the whole process. Congrats on your signing.
Thank you so much.
Recently signed with Atlantic. That's so beautiful to see. How was that? Did you think, you know, when you get to that point where you're about to sign and you're like, is this happening? Is this really happening?
I don't know if you... Did you see like the signing video? Obviously, I was aware of the fact that I was gonna sign before then, but it was like actually being in the moment and actually doing it was really, really blowing my mind. Just cause like I get to the Warner office and like I get into that room with all the people in Atlantic and everybody's like, it's crazy. All of them are now clapping for me and all these things.
Ah, me.
Like, just cause like up until that point, it was kind of a thing of like, what did I do? Like, why? Did you get just like, but now it's different just because like I've actually put in so much
work.
I'm
like, I tweeted it recently, please, where is the project? Like, we're tired of waiting, okay? Okay, we're not tired. I'm still patient, but we need the projects. Like, we need it. What's going on with that?
I mean,
should I face Tom's? Is it him?
You can ask him, I said.
I'm going to disturb you in the DM soon.
It's like, I was supposed to, this project has been coming for the longest time. Since like last year. Fair. Or actually since like December of 2022.
Fair enough.
You feel me? So there's been a lot of times when, okay, we were like, this is about to drop.
Yeah.
And then it was more of a thing where like it didn't work out. And then me, I'll be upset. Everybody will be upset. Everybody will be sad. But then, at the time, it seemed like that was the end of the world. Like, fuck, what are we going to do now? Jesus Christ. But, like, everything was just, like, timing.
Yeah.
And it took me a while to actually learn that, like, patience is the deepest thing that you can get,
it's
like, you
so
can have.
Important.
Just because, like, if I was patient at those times, I wouldn't have been freaking out. So I would have saved myself so much time, to be honest. Yeah, because everything just happens for a reason. Because now, I'm about to drop the project now, and it's going to be so much crazier than it would have been if I had dropped it.
Then,
you feel me?
Everything is time, like you said, time and season. It all works. You always end up with workouts, for sure. What's your favorite thing about being signed to a major? Let's add that. I mean, you just signed recently, so you still have like a...
Like, I haven't really seen...
But so far... Lot.
But it's like... I would think there's two things actually. So the first thing is the most obvious thing is like exposure. Like, don't worry,
you do your
parts and don't worry. There's, because obviously you still have to push it on your end, because you can't just sing and then drop it and then just chill. and wait for what to happen will happen. You have to push it to your end. But like, there's people that amplify your efforts.
Yeah.
So like all the times before when I would do all that and then I would feel like I'm trying my hardest, working, but like, yeah, you feel me? Everything is gonna change now. You feel?
Yeah.
But like, apart from that, it's like, cause I've always, to be fair, I've always had people to bounce my ideas off of that, like, but now it's like a whole huge ass group of people. So I just like having, not all the time, but like when it comes to stuff like dropping music and like making plans and stuff, I like having everybody's opinion that was involved in the process of actually making it. Just cause like, you might be thinking about something that I can't even think see about, it, you feel? I like, my manager can't see it's this guy, that guy, but don't worry, you are seeing what I'm not seeing, you guys. So it's very, very important, I feel, to have like a team around you.
I love that.
Yeah.
Feeling the blessings in the room. You feel like it's, you sound like you're feeling very blessed.
I am, to be honest.
I love that.
It's still very crazy to me.
It should be. I mean, like, it should be, right? Right? Yeah, I definitely believe, like, it should be. And I believe, like, you're taking it as it's coming.
Yeah.
And that's the most important part, just enjoying the journey. Because it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You go far.
Still a lot. Still a lot that has to come.
Still so much to do. Yeah. So, let's talk about the single. Let's talk about Ellie Ellie.
Yes.
What was the creative process like, first of all?
This is actually quite interesting. So like,
I like stories
too. I was chilling one day and then the producer Denzel, shout out Denzel, which cameras? Shout out Denzel. So like Denzel sent me a beat pack.
Yeah.
And then I was just going through it. And then I think it was raining that day, actually. I was just going through it. I was just feeling more type of way. So I was going through it. And then I heard the beats for Ellie Ellie.
Wait, were you going through it or you were going through it?
I was going through the beat pack. I was going through the beat pack. And then I heard the beats for Ellie Ellie. And then the first, like, immediately I heard it the first time, I kind of went to the next one. But then I went back and I was like, then I just started picking up the, because it was so mad. I didn't even know where it came from, you feel me? And then the thing about me is like, if I have an idea and I've written lyrics, I have to get it out of my head.
Mm.
If not, I'll like, it'd be eating me up inside. You feel me? So like, I have to get it out of my head. That's like one of the main reasons why I started recording myself.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like that day I had to get it out of my head, and like the house was kind of crowded with people, so I just went into the closet in the kitchen, and then I recorded my idea, and I was so excited that like. Cause usually I wait until I finish a song first. I sent it to Bujo at the time.
Yeah.
So like I was so excited. I was just like, I just sent it to him. Like, what do you think of this? And I think when he finally heard it, he was on a flight. I think. I can't really remember the details, but I think he might have been on a flight.
Yeah.
But like he was also so excited that like, as he was on the flights, we're already going back and forth with like the lyrics. You feel me? So like we ended up writing the whole thing together. It was really crazy.
Nice. Yeah. It was an exciting story, actually.
Yeah, I think that was one of my favorite like moments. Songs. Just like that process.
Yeah.
Surrounding that song. It was crazy.
Nice. I love it. I'm happy to hear this, actually. So what was it like? You lived in Ibadan for a while, if I'm correct. And what was it like living there compared to now living in this crazy place that is Lagos?
Can't lie.
Aside from the peace of mind, obviously.
Yeah, kind of. I wish like I could have that same peace of mind and still have everything that comes with Lagos, but it's not possible.
Just have to deal with the madness and the craziness that is Lagos.
All the benefits come with a price.
Fair.
I swear. But
fair enough.
Yeah, I wish I could still have that same peace of mind, because Ibadan is like an unnatural kind of calm.
Mm.
Just cause like I won't say there's nothing happening. There's things happening, but like I feel like if you don't know people there,
yeah,
it's either you have friends there already,
mm,
or you've lived there like from when you were young, you feel me? You won't really enjoy yourself, in the sense that like if you're new there and then you now don't have any friends there, you just be like, what's going on?
This
why am I just sitting down and thinking about my life type of thing? Because there's barely any traffic on at night. The road is empty by like 9 p.m Damn. You won't really see anybody on the road apart from police. We don't really see anybody on the road. And, like, even the clubs, too, they don't really go, like, the clubbing doesn't go on for too long. Yeah, so it's just very peaceful compared to It's a crazy place. Yeah.
I haven't been, but everyone is always saying that Ibadan is peaceful.
Yeah.
And if you need peace of mind, you should go there. Maybe I'll try it. But I think I'm so stuck in this Lagos, man. But
just because there's a lot of things to do.
So many things to do. Yeah. And it's crazy. So, like this morning, I had to sleep on the island yesterday because I had to go for my friend's thing.
Yeah.
So I was on the island till like, obviously this morning when I was coming back here. And I'm just like, what kind of traffic is this? Like,
jiggets.
It doesn't make
sense.
Why?
It doesn't make
sense. Am I in 3 hours of traffic early in the morning? It doesn't make sense.
What's happening in the front? It's probably nothing, something stupid. Or nothing at all.
In fact, it's just so many people trying to. It's just like, when is somebody going to get out of this? Because it's at this point, first of all, Nigeria is even fucking killing me right now. But Lagos is just a different type of.
Yeah. It's just like, because like, I doubt that people that are living in calmer places are really, really deep in all the bad things that are happening.
Yeah.
Now, you feel, just it depends on the circumstance, to be fair. Then. But it, I doubt it, because like Lagos normally is already a headache. You feel me? So like, imagine now facing that headache times
plus
whatever more. The dollar rate is now. You get, so it's just mad. It's crazy.
It's a bit mad, actually.
Yeah.
Who are some of the people you draw from in terms of like music influences, basically? I know you mentioned Asha.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. So, there's Asha, definitely. And then it really depends on what I'm listening to at the time.
Yeah.
Because actually, not necessarily. It depends on how I'm feeling or like what I'm going through. Because I like putting my experiences in my music. Because one, it makes it easier for me to write.
Okay.
And then the second thing is like, I have come to realize that, don't worry, somewhere out there, there's somebody that has been through exactly
the same
what you're going through
yeah.
right now. You feel me? So it just makes the whole thing like easier to like put on paper,
yeah,
so to speak. So it's like, I would say whoever I'm listening to at the time, like right now, if you listen to the music that I'm making, is,
well, I obviously wouldn't have listened to it because it's not out.
I mean, fair enough. That's fair enough. But it's like, you would be able to tell that, like, you know, I told you I'm listening to The Weeknd now.
Yeah.
And like, Asha is just a constant. And a lot of the time when I'm writing songs, I try to think of how, obviously, I'm very focused on how I want it to come across. But like,
yeah.
I try to think about how Buju would put something down on paper just because his writing is there. Buju. Or like, I really love Malay's writing as well, and like his flow.
Yeah.
When he's like breaking up the words into two different sentences, or like just the way,
he's
just
very
like
expressive.
The words that he uses in his music also is crazy.
Yeah.
And then, Victoni's cadence is crazy.
Mm.
I was just like, I think yesterday
that's actually interesting that you mentioned that.
Yeah. Yesterday I was in the studio. And we're playing one of his songs, and then like it was just blowing my mind, just cause like, how are you? It's just mad. I really love people that know like what they are doing.
Yeah.
You get like, don't worry, I know that you know what you're doing, cause the music is too good. You couldn't have done this by accident.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Fair
so yeah, just things like that.
People like that, I love it. I love that you mentioned Victoni. Actually, that's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Have you started dealing with trolls?
Trolls.
Not really. I mean, I find where they will really not stress you that much.
not really. But like,
really.
I get like the occasional weird comments here and
why?
There. It's just cause like, I feel like it's cause people don't really know what they're talking about.
Fair.
It's like,
so you're not the problem, is them.
No, I could be the problem.
You're not the problem, is them.
But it's just like. I learned that like if you're giving your opinion on the internet, it's just based off of what you're seeing on the internet. And like, don't worry, nobody knows anything about me.
Fair.
You don't know what I'm doing. You don't know what I'm thinking about. You feel me? So whatever I tell you, is just what you're gonna take as like the whole truth. You feel me? So yeah, I just figure that like people love making assumptions and stuff, so it never really gets.
And people just love to talk too.
Yeah.
Like, so you probably don't even have anything in your head. You are just.
Do you get? You're just saying rubbish. I remember the first time I saw like a comment that blew my mind. I don't remember what it was exactly, but like the first thing I did was send it to my brother I sent it to Fadil. I sent it to Buju. And what I said was, what did I do? Like, this was like beginning of 2023. And I was just wondering, what did I do? Like, I'm just by myself. I'm just chilling. I've never dropped any music yet. Why do they want to kill me? And then what Buju said was like, he was just like, how does it make you feel?
Mm.
And then I was like, I just told him that it makes me kind of upset and confused just because like, I don't understand why or from where it's coming from. And then he was the one that broke it down to me. They're like, these people don't know what you're about. Chiget. Mm-hmm. It's whatever they're seeing that they're going to draw
from
their piece off of. And then it just kind of shifted my whole mindset after that. So yeah.
Shout out to Buju for like good advice.
Very, very, very real one.
I love it. It's real. Yeah. He's very real actually for that, because at the end of the day, lots of these people don't even know, like you said, what is going on.
Yeah.
And they just assume, obviously, based on what they're seeing or what they've heard or bullshit like that. So it's really sad that like, you like as a public figure or whatever, you have to deal with that. But like, I think these are the things that obviously, like I said, is a marathon. These are the things that make up the journey and the story. So it's pretty interesting. But how do you handle like the negativity that comes with it? So you just keep it to one side.
Honestly, I'm not even gonna lie. Me and all these guys just use it to laugh, especially
banter.
Yes, no, just banter. just cause like. What's this person saying? Have like, you seen this?
Did you get deep talk for real? For
what are you saying? And then maybe if it's something too crazy, then one of them might feel like compelled to say something back to the person. And myself, sometimes I just want to talk. Do you get? There was a period where I was fully. I wasn't saying my mind, but like I'll ask you. Like, are you
okay? What are you saying?
Do you get? But it's just like I don't really like talking too much, just in general. So I've decided to just free it.
Just keep it, and keep it. Let go down. Please, if they disrespect you, disrespect them back. Okay, maybe not with your what's it called, your main account. Use your burner.
I don't even have
a figured. I do, and I insult people and I throw them back. What do you mean? Why are you insulting me for your sake? But have you started feeling the pressure of being a superstar?
To be honest, let me be very honest now, just because like I don't do interviews a lot, so I'll tell you everything, don't worry. I'm not necessarily feeling that pressure, just because like, don't get it twisted, I know who I am.
Yeah.
And like, I've been realizing that this is actually how people see what's happening, so maybe it's just me that's not really deep in it.
Yeah,
you feel me? But like, yeah, I don't really deep. It's people that have to tell me that. You do you get, because like, I don't know, it takes me a while just to process. You feel me? So as it's happening live, it's just like, all right, cool,
what's next type shit.
But I'm still very grateful for everything, just you like every be. Small win is crazy, because who would have thought? Yeah,
it's not like it's still busting your head. Yes, and it's going to be busting your head for a long time. I feel like that's just how it's going to be, like. Yeah. It's just what it is, and it, like you said, you just have to be grateful for the wins and grateful for your life, because not everybody has this opportunity, and you just having it coming from wherever you're coming from, and now looking at the global stage is crazy.
It's insane.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
You talk about writing a lot, though. Is that your favorite part of actually being an artist?
No.
The writing? It's not?
Writing is actually my worst.
Are you serious? Yeah. You like performing?
I
like to sing.
I've only done like a few performances, but I don't like the part before you get on stage, just because it's a lot of anxiety. But then when you get on stage, it's different, just because like, this guy's singing my song, that guy's singing my song, so me too, I'll sing it back to you now, you feel that type of thing. But up until then, it's crazy.
But the anxiety is like,
yes, I feel like
at this point in my life, I feel, I always say that anxiety is a feature, not a bug. Like, it's supposed to be there. Right, because literally today, when you guys were in the studio just now, and I was outside, I'm like, God, please, I can this interview just go well? God, please. So, you know, like, everybody, obviously, I'll come here and sit and smile, like, everybody has to go through that. So, it's just one of those things. I've stopped making it seem like such a big deal, because the more you look at it as a big deal, is when it actually now becomes a big deal. So, I always keep it like that. So, what's your favorite part actually?
You
don't have a favorite.
I would say, okay, cool. After I finished writing a song, you know how I told you that I need to get it out of my head.
So you go and sing to Tom's.
Like, when I when I finally get like in front of the mic,
yeah,
and I record what I've written and it comes out exactly how it was in my head. Jesus, there's nothing like that. I swear to God.
The feeling.
There's nothing like that. Because you just be so satisfied. Okay, like you might drop the song and the song might not do well or whatever. But like it's just like just the fact that I've done what was in my head to completion. Jesus Christ.
That's crazy. Enough for you.
Yeah. Okay. It's
fair
smart.
Enough.
Yeah.
I guess you're a bit different from everybody else. So that works. Maybe you're so special after all. What's the craziest thing you've seen or you've heard about yourself so far?
What's the craziest thing I've heard about myself? There's a couple people that like were saying that Buju had known me before the 4 days cover type shit.
Yeah.
That was very confusing because it's like, what?
We all saw the tweets, Nick, guys. Like, can you be for
real? I don't know what else you mean, but like, yeah, that one was very shocking.
It was just
me.
A bit just, confusing. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I've already harassed you for the project, like I said. But what's the rest of this quarter looking for you? I guess we're already in February. Happy new month, by the way.
Same to you.
So what's the rest of this quarter looking for you?
This quarter, I'm still on LA, but like there's new music coming. Yeah. This
I
quarter.
Love the video, by the way.
Thank you so much. It was a long ass process. I think it took like a whole day to do the whole thing. You feel me? Yeah. But
I remember my Ola posting on his private story that didn't see bad.
It came out really cool.
Definitely did. I watched it a couple of times. I'm just like, oh, that's so cute. Like you actually went back to your roots. And whose idea was that?
It wasn't actually, funny enough, it wasn't my idea. I think because we've been talking about this since like 2022.
Yeah.
I think it was either my brother or Buju that came up with the initial, you have to go back to Ibadan and shoot that. Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah.
It's a good idea. Good idea. Very nice love story and cute. I love it.
Oh, this is sad.
Okay. So I've asked about the rest of the quarter, but what's the rest of the year looking like for you? Obviously you just signed.
Yeah.
That's a whole, like you're about to have bigger problems.
bigger
responsibilities. Yeah. A lot more is about to happen, but you're about to have a great year, so
by God's grace.
Yeah, no, by God's grace.
It's gonna be crazy this year, I feel. Just cause like the stuff that's, I know it sounds very cocky when I say this. I'm not,
it doesn't actually, this but, is like, what we're here
it's
for.
It's just like I just have to tell you that like the stuff that's coming is, you've never heard it before.
I'm
swear.
Excited.
Yes. You feel me? You just haven't heard it anywhere before. And you can't get it anywhere else.
Fair.
Yes. Just fair cause enough. That's what we're about over here.
You see what I mean by special? Yeah, unique, just, different.
It's just like, cause all the songs that we're gonna put out this year is everything is very intentional. You feel me? So I'm intentionally trying to give you what you've never heard. You get that type of thing. So it's just like, I'm hoping that people receive it like with open arms, because more time, different things are different, don't really hit as hard the first time they come. But like I'm just saying, like it's just new things I've never heard before.
I'm excited. I mean, like as I said, Afropop has grown, Afrobeat has now become, it has become, okay, you go and take what you want to listen to. So I'm guessing, and just from like the, what's it called, the reception of the music first from like LA.
Yeah.
I know that you definitely converted fans, first of all.
Like, then it was crazy.
You definitely converted people into fans, like just regular listeners. Like, people are actually waiting to hear what you have to say. Because I remember when I randomly just put out the tweet, and I'm seeing the notifications, like, bro, people are actually genuinely interested. So, you know, you need to take advantage of that. And I'm definitely happy. I can't wait to see what you're going to do. Like, you say it's different, and I just know that, like, it's not you being cocky. It's just going to be different.
Like, that's just what it is. It's just
as simple as that. right, thank you so much for joining me today.
Of course.
And don't worry, probably after the project, we'll bring you back here so you can now be cockier than ever.
I'm coming back. Don't worry. Of course. You guys will see me again.
For sure. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Oshikaya Speaks. And of course, I'm still your host, Wan Oshikaya, and I'll see you next week. Take care. Bye.